Russia's about to get a diplomatic slap on the sobriety. Fox News. The State Department says the U.S. will summon Russia's ambassador to Washington after an incident over the Black Sea involving a Russian fighter jet and a U.S. surveillance drone.
According to U.S. European Command, two Russian Su-27s or Sukhoi 27s went as far as to harass or menace this drone as it was conducting its surveillance. What they described, the fighter jets passed dangerously close to the drone, dangerously close in front of the drone. They went as far as to dump fuel on top of this drone, and ultimately one of the two fighter jets struck the propeller of this U.S. Reaper drone, forcing it to ditch in the Black Sea just off the Crimean Peninsula.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Kyiv. President Biden has been briefed on the incident, which White House officials call reckless and unprofessional. The U.S. says the drone was in international airspace. Russia reportedly denies any contact with the drone and claims the aircraft went into uncontrolled flight because of sharp maneuvering. Ohio is suing the Norfolk Southern Railroad over last month's toxic train derailment.
I'm concerned that Norfolk and Southern may be putting profits for their own company above the health and safety of the cities and communities that they operate in.
Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost announcing a 53-count federal lawsuit. The railroad already faces a class action lawsuit involving residents concerned about potential long-term effects on health and other issues. The company has pledged a full cleanup in East Palestine. President Biden is wrapping up a visit to California with an executive order aimed at increasing background checks on gun buyers and expanding the use of red flag laws. He is set to speak later this hour in Monterey Park, where 11 people were killed in a mass shooting at a Boys and Girls Club in January. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A University of Georgia senior who developed a brain hemorrhage in Mexico while on spring break is back in the U.S.
Liza Burke was in Cabo San Lucas on spring break with friends when she developed a headache. Family friend Jennifer Ritter told Fox 5 in Atlanta.
She went back to her hotel room to lay down, took some medicine. When her friends came back to wake her up, they couldn't wake her.
The 22-year-old was taken to a hospital where doctors discovered she had arteriovenous malformation, a tangling of veins and arteries that most often occurs in the brain or spinal cord. Ritter says she was on life support and started a GoFundMe page to raise money for her medical flight to the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, Florida. Her family told WSB-TV she made it to Jacksonville Tuesday morning. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Poland's Catholic Church leaders are defending the sainthood of the late John Paul II after reports that he covered up clergy sex abuse while archbishop in Poland. Church officials say a new commission will be formed to investigate cases of past abuse. A new study finds a Mediterranean diet could significantly lower the risk of dementia.
Researchers from the UK's Newcastle University assessed data from more than 60,000 Britons tracked for almost a decade and found those who followed a strict Mediterranean diet rich in fruits, seafood, vegetables, whole grains, and healthy fats had a 23% lower risk of developing the condition, even with a higher genetic risk, with 12 out of every 1,000 developing dementia in that group versus 17 out of 1,000 among those who did not eat a Mediterranean-like diet. Some researchers believing eating lots of plant-based foods may have a protective effect. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
An hour to the close on Wall Street, stocks remain higher, led by a rebound in regional bank shares, even as a federal investigation begins into the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. The Dow right now up 126 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.